From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The year-old red meat trade provision of the U.S.-China Phase 1 trade agreement have expanded access for U.S. beef and pork in the world's largest meat import market. According to the U.S. Meat Export Federation, pork exports to China were record large at nearly 1 million metric tons in 2020, valued at $2.28 billion. Beef exports to China were just under 43,000 metric tons, also a new metric, up more than 300%. High-speed internet will be the centerpiece of rural economic development legislation drafted by the House Ag Committee. That's according to Chairman David Scott. Scott tells Agriculture.com, we've got to be smart and develop rural broadband as a centerpiece of our rural development, because if we don't have it there, you're not going to have the needed growth and development. Scott expects a hearing on rural broadband in early April with a bipartisan bill to follow. Despite 2020's pandemic, University of Florida Institute of Food and Ag researchers were markedly productive, reaching new highs in the number of studies published over the calendar year, posting 2,150 in 2020. Dean of Research Robert Gilbert tells MorningAgClips.com, our 2020 publications greatly exceeded our previous records, with numbers a full 15% higher than in any other year and 19% higher than last year. Gilbert acknowledged 2020's accomplishments could be hard to beat. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.